Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Here we are again together, crying inside.
I feel this exact way too, and I decided I'm gonna go see what they're talking about online. So I went onto the internet and I typed in why dating sucks, and I looked up content by men for men to see why are they irritated with the dating space, and generally why are they not trying. So what I first found is that they think right off the bat that social media is one of the reasons why dating sucks for them. Okay, but what? How? It's because we're on social media, and in their minds, we get so many likes and so many comments and so much false attention through DM. They think that we get so much of that that it has given us a false perception of our attractiveness.
Yes, duh.
Right. Another thing that they have been telling each other too is that we see so many TikTok boys on the daily that give us a false perception of what an attractive man looks like. I don't know about you guys, but I don't see TikTok boys, and if I do see them, I don't think that they're like the pinnacle of top tier male.
Wow. The land of make-believe.
Oh! Fiction can be fun.
Can you imagine listening to this day in and day out? You had a long day at work. You know, your boss was screaming at you, treating you like crap. You know, you had a lot of back work to get done. You just had a rough day. And then you come home to hearing this bird just...
Yikes. No, look at me.
This is why the male self-deletion rate is so high. Women like this. This comment says, so sad, American men have truly just stopped trying, haven't they? I've given up. However, I did the whole marriage and kids. Feel bad for the generation. Well, yeah, hope you stay with your husband. Because, yeah, it ain't nothing out here, toots.
But, that's just me. Personally, I want an 1800s man like that girl on TikTok who did the interview. Another thing that they have told themselves is that if a girl likes you, she's just going to give it up to you. She's going to kiss you on the spot. She's going to give you that ooh, nah, nah. They do not actually take into accountability, boundaries, or, like, comfortability.
No, Long Stick Rick and Long Rod Todd don't take those things in consideration because they don't have to. They're swimming in punani, and they're not going to play your games just to get it. Because your cooch just isn't worth that much. You're just his Wednesday pluck.
God, you're sick.
Giggity giggity. Giggity goo. Stick around.
Or let's just say the bottom 80% of men, they'll play your games, they'll jump through your hoops. They'll be grateful to even have a woman giving them any type of attention. Because most men in this country, and probably a lot of other places, they have this view of scarcity. They have a scarcity mindset. And this is what I say, even if you can't pull chicks, you need to have the abundance mindset. Because when you have the opposite mindset, you do pathetic things that are going to make you not do well with women when you do get one to come around.
Okay.
Or emotional connection or intelligent connection. No, they just think that we're going to be like, no. But they don't care what we say. It doesn't matter how loud we scream it. So the response from them with all these little weird reasons is to not fix themselves, but to try to police us.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Right, it can never be anything you did wrong. Men always need to do something to fix themselves when women are dog shit. No matter how terrible we get, fellas, look within and fix yourselves. That's what they tell us. This is the problem, lady. You don't feel like you could do anything wrong. Your ego is out of control, and you're clearly mentally unstable. So don't worry about why men are walking away, and don't worry about why dating sucks, because you need to focus on you specifically and get some therapy.
She's going to have issues for the rest of her life.
And this is where you see them in the comment sections, like, well, what do you bring? You only go for the top 10%, telling us that we need to give the bottom 80 a chance. What they really mean is give the bottom 5% a chance, which is most of them. Did I make that up? Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense, you stupid... Never mind. When we say give the bottom 80% of men a chance, we mean the 5%. No, that's how you see the bottom 80% of men. You see them as the bottom 5%. That's how women view men. It's either the top 5% or everybody else is the bottom 5%.
That makes no fucking sense. We all just act like it's normal.
It's one extreme or the other. That's why they see the bottom 80% of men as settling, because they see the bottom 80% as 5%ers. It makes perfect sense when you look at it from the dingbat perspective.
Because that's what they're doing. They're making up numbers. I can make up numbers too. So yeah, they have absolved themselves of actually working on themselves, and they have created all these weird kooky reasons about girls who are eights, seeing themselves as 12s, and in reality, in normal society, they would usually be with a 6, but because of this, they think they deserve an 11. I know you think, okay, well, this just exists on the internet. This is just like these weird little corners. But by the time it makes it to the internet, this is conversation that they're all already having in the workplace. This is conversation that they're having in the bus.
Let's not act like you don't live in the internet world. This is your whole existence. You don't have any real relationships other than the people in your family who have to deal with you.
You're a fucking loser. You're literally a fucking loser.
All those guys that you really didn't want before, they'll happily take you now. Because the guys you want don't want you anymore. She has no friends. She's a loser. She's a loner. Yeah, because she can't mentally connect with anybody because she never had to mentally grow. So she has the intellect of a 9-year-old.
And if you do have a group of friends, they're just as pathetic as you in their house making TikToks. When you should have been somewhere nurturing a family. You should have been off the market probably at least 5 years ago. I'm getting a headache. I can't take any more of this. I'm living my nightmare.
It is a monster. It's in my head. If you are dating a guy for 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, and this guy is not committing, is not taking you to the next level, because he needs to work, he is so busy, because his mother just died, or whatever happened.
What kind of shit is that?
I want you to know that this guy wants to have you around, date you, fix you up, but he's not really willing to give you what you need. And
every woman knows when a guy's playing games with him or not. Every woman knows the guy who is serious about making her his girlfriend. The average man is going to do it within 4 weeks, probably a date, realistically. By the time you have to question it, chick, he's not that into you. He's just trying to use you for bedroom fun. The fact that they need gurus to tell him this is just sad.
This is a long-term plan, a commitment. So, what do you do then? Do you want to be in that same place 10 years from now? Do you want that? If you don't want that, if you want to be in a different place, then you might want to consider starting to talk to other men, starting to date other men, or completely, immediately cut this guy off.
But all she's going to do is chase another guy just like him. They would rather get strung along for a decade than date an average man.
Whenever a guy tells you that he's not ready for commitment or he's not ready for a relationship, this is what he really means. The reason why a lot of women struggle with this and how to respond to whenever a guy says this is because it ignites that fixer mentality. But whenever a guy's literally telling you why he doesn't want to be with you, this is not an invitation to try harder.
Read between the lines, please.
This has not been a 4-month problem. This has been a 5-year problem that I've experienced with men and my friends have experienced with men.
What other option do they have? They know they can't fix him. Him denying them just makes her want him more. It's not that she genuinely thinks I'm going to change his mind. The fact that he's unattainable is what makes him so mysterious and hot. If she did catch him and he got in a relationship with her, she would get bored with him after a year. And she would be chasing the next guy who didn't want anything to do with her. They're like dogs chasing a car. Once they catch the car, they don't know what to do with it. And then they get bored until another car drives by. Until they age out and nobody even wants to look at him anymore.
Because what he really means is that he's not ready to commit to you. This is also why I talk about nervous system regulation, getting to the root cause of why you even desire a partner and truly working on your self-love and healing so that you can attract somebody from a place of fulfillment rather than a place of lack. And truly getting into your divine feminine energy.
It's dingbat mythological bullshit.
So you can receive the love that you so deeply crave because you already give it to yourself. So next time a guy says this to you, respond with, okay, wish you well.
Question for men. If I showed up to our date wearing this, what would you do?
Oh, behave.
I mean, I don't think most guys would do anything different than what they were going to do anyway, which is try to fuck. I mean, they may be more hopeful that it's going to happen at the end of the date with that outfit on. I mean, one thing they're going to do is in their brain disqualify you for anything serious. That's what most guys are going to do. Other than that, same game plan.
Would you still date me if you knew that thousands of men have paid to see me do fun stuff online?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Now, I know what you're thinking. You've heard this 1,000 times and you think I'm trying to bait you guys or whatever the case may be, but I'm being serious, okay? Just hear me out. Don't get me wrong, I love my job. It is so fun. I get to express myself safely and freely, and I'd say I'm pretty damn good at it.
How could you be so sure?
You don't have anything to express other than showing your boobs. I mean, if you were intelligent or talented or something, you could have used those skills to make a living. So miss me with the expressing yourself. Look, nobody wants to date you. Nobody wants to hear about his woman doing OF. So you're instantly disqualified. The whole point of this video is to farm more attention to your OF page. You're not tricking anybody, Blondie. You're not tricking anybody. Good luck, though. I hope you're saving up all the money, or most of it, for all the therapy you're going to need.
She's going to have issues for the rest of her life.
But there's a flip side. The dating pool is close to none because no one wants to date a girl like me, you know? Exactly. Yep. But my job, for me, definitely gets lonely on the personal and love life side because you get either people that will not even touch you with a 10-foot pole, mm-hmm. or you get people that are accepting of it, but then once they're in it with you, they back out or they try and use me for my money. Right. So it gets pretty lonely at times.
Do you think you can stop being such a baby?
Oh, it's going to be a lot more loneliness. And this isn't the only downside to being an OF girl. But women don't think about the future.
From the front, on a good day, maybe I'm 6 out of 10. But then I feel like my side profile is bringing me down to like a 3.
What do you think, guys? What would you rate her on her best day? And another question. How old do you think she is? How old do you think she looks? Another question. How many points does the nose ring take off of her looks rating?
Your body will know exactly where it's supposed to go before your brain does. Your body will know who's for you and who's not by how you feel when you're around certain people. Your body will know what decisions to take before your mind does.
I don't think it's true. If this was true, women would make better choices on the whole. They will listen to their heart. That's what they say they do, right? They listen to their heart. And it leads them astray almost every time. Women can't pick a good man to save their lives. And even they would admit that. That's one negative thing most women will admit. Or, well, I don't know. They'll try to spin it and say all men are just trash.
That's stupid!
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street? Have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.